Welcome back to the download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight. Well, the Looking Glass Theater is going vaudeville this summer. Well, they're doing a play about vaudeville. Thaddeus and Slocum, a vaudeville adventure, opens this weekend and runs till August 14th. The play tells the story of a Chicago duo on the circuit in 1908. What's stopping them from becoming the next great stage act? Thaddeus is black and Slocum is white. Will they let racial boundaries of the early 20th century destroy their dreams of making it big? We'll find out. The play is written by Kevin Douglas. Douglas is a Looking Glass Theater ensemble member who has roots in Chicago sketch comedy. His group Kavinda was a huge hit here in Chicago. They went to the Aspen Comedy Festival. I had the great pleasure of working with Kevin Douglas. We just talked about it back in 2008. It's now 8 years, man.
Yes.
This is the last time. Good to see you. I saw you on the street about a year ago. Mm-hmm. Good to see you. Always a big fan of yours. And congrats on your first play. This is your first play?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where does this come from? For you as an actor, I mean, I've known you as an actor and a writer, but I mean, mostly in sketch comedy. Where did the idea come from to write a play?
To write this play? Well, when I was younger, I watched a lot of old movies. I loved comedy, especially old movie comedies. And when I got older, I discovered Turner Classic Movies. Mm-hmm. It was like all my favorite movies on one channel. And I noticed that there weren't a lot of people that looked like me in these movies. And so I thought, what would a play with a black lead that wasn't a slave maid or Sidney Poitier, what would a play that was a comedy and had the racial boundaries of the time period look like? You know, it took place in the olden days.
Right.
And that's how Thaddeus and Slocum was born.
So, I've known you, the idea you could make that a sketch, you could make that how you could do a lot of things with, you could do improv, whatever it is. Why go the route of writing a play?
A play, well, with a play, it allows you to breathe, the play has to breathe and you have to develop the whole universe, right? And I wanted it. There were so many themes in it that it had to expand, right? With a sketch, as you know, it's like boom, boom, boom. Get to the joke. And oddly, the first few drafts of the play, Heidi Stillman, who's our New Works development head of our artistic director as well, she's in the first few drafts, she said, Kevin, these scenes are kind of like sketches.
Right. No, the way I write sketches is I just do an outline, then I improvise the rest.
Exactly.
That's different.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's talk about you saw these movies, but what did you know about vaudeville? I mean, because your show was kind of vaudevillian, if you think about it, the show you did with Inda. I mean, mm-hmm. Sketch show, and you were moving, sort of from, song, dance, all that kind of stuff. But what did you know about vaudeville before you wrote about it?
Yeah, I didn't know that much, but the stars of the movies that I loved, many of them came out of vaudeville, like Judy Garland, Gene Kelly, Danny Kaye, Charlie Chaplin, all of them came out of vaudeville. And so the more I researched, the more I realized that. And I knew that I wanted the play to live in there and be the thread for the main characters.
The first thing, when I was pitched at Kevin Douglas as a new play, I'm like, oh, Kevin Douglas, we're going to do all right. I know he's doing Looking Glass stuff. I'm dying to talk to him. And then I looked at it, and I haven't seen the play, but I looked at it, and I'm like, Kevin's not in this. Is it hard for you to write something that you're not in?
No. As an actor, no, actually, because we hired a lot of really top, top actors for the show. If they were terrible, yeah, it would be very challenging to watch it.
Here's
what I would do.
Yeah, exactly. You feel like, okay, cut from the back. Cut. Hi, I'm Kevin. I'm the writer. If I could just jump in right now, I'll show you what you're supposed to do.
I love that you said cut.
Yeah, right. Freeze? Is that better? Freeze?
Freeze. Actors freeze.
Thank you. Freeze. Sorry, Kevin, the writer.
Here's what I would do. Could you? Right.
How much are you involved in the actual production as a writer of a play? I mean, I'm thinking of what we know more about writing for comedy, for television, for movies. You write the stuff and they don't want you around. Is it how similar is it in the theater for someone who wrote a play?
Sure. For Looking Glass, it's very collaborative. The whole process is pretty collaborative. I did think that I would be doing a lot less. I'll be writing and just put it to the side. But the directors, Nikki Brooks and Chrissy Vanderwalker, they've been really accepting of my suggestions your notes. Or notes, yeah, right? But they've been really great. And of course, they find the times where they're like, "Okay, Kevin, yeah, move away, go. That's enough. We'll take it from here."
You've been through a couple previews now. You've watched how are the audiences responding to jokes about race? I mean, you're talking about. I'm obviously a lot of the issues in this play are probably relevant to what we're going through today, knowing you. but talk about how is the audience responding to the jokes that, you know, I've always known you to be very upfront about race and make humor out of it, but not everybody, as I found out, wants to necessarily laugh at that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's been interesting to hear the different responses from Black people and white people. So it's been. I'll say this: there is some blackface in the show, and when we rehearsed a scene recently that we changed a bit, and I turned around and looked, and most of the people in the room were white, and they really amped it up, and the actor amped it up, and I looked around the room, and everyone was kind of in their computer and just looking down,
right.
Because it was pretty intense. Yeah, and sitting in the audience and watching the audiences respond has been, I've seen head shakes, and I think they're really taking in and really going inward and thinking about their connection to race, mm-hmm. and how they can, I don't know, what they're doing, I guess. I hope that they leave thinking, what am I doing that could help the problem, you know, or what can I do to help the problem?
Is that what you're going for, is to try and get people to think about their perspective on race, or is it just sort of to be entertained and to walk away? I mean, it's got to be hard as a comedian. I know you as a comedian to write jokes that people are going to go shake their head at.
Yeah, I've always, or the way that when I worked with Inda, one of the things we focused on was making sure that we had a point of view in every sketch. And I think that's carried over into my playwriting. And it's kind of helped drive the piece, you know, knowing what you want to say will help guide it and keep it focused. So, yeah.
Talking with playwright Kevin Douglas, his show Thaddeus and Slocum, A Vaudeville Adventure, opens this weekend. It runs till August 14th. We'll take a quick break. Come back more with Kevin. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guest, Kevin Douglas, in studio. His new play, he's a playwright now. He used to be a sketch comedian, but he got too big for us. Thaddeus and Slocum, A Vaudeville Adventure, opens this weekend and runs till August 14th at the Looking Glass Theater. Kevin, of course, was a sketch comedian, worked in a group called Kavinda, among other stuff, and is now an ensemble member at the Looking Glass. Mm-hmm. Was it tough to make a transition from sketch comedy? Because, I mean, that's what you were in with sketch comedy to straight theater here in Chicago?
Yeah, it almost happened simultaneously. I took a big chunk of time where I was just in sketch with Inda, and then we would both individually just audition for other shows, but we would still do sketch. And then, I auditioned for a show at Looking Glass and then got in there and then did another show. And then now I'm an ensemble.
How do you like the life of being an ensemble member? You know, because an ensemble member at a theater means, you know, means so much different than what it means to be part of an improv group.
Yeah, I like the private jets are great.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Tahiti, yeah. Every...
it's Joey Slotnick, you know, it's David Schwimmer money.
Yeah,
I know.
That's
sure.
right. No, it's great because it's a family. Not that sketch isn't a family, but you really marry into this group, you know, and everyone joins together for this one show or this one company to make it the best it can be, and everyone jumps in. Sketch and improv, it's a little more loose.
Yeah,
you
right.
Know? Inda and I stay together. Schadenfreude, you guys stay together.
Most don't, right.
Right. Yeah, they break up after, you know, one run of a show or what have you. But, yeah, there's a tight bond, I think, with ensemble. meant.
Well, I was all prepared to talk to you, did my research on talking to Kevin about what it's like to stay here in Chicago, to not move to Los Angeles. And then he came in here and you're like, I'm living in LA now. What? Why the transition? Why did you? Why are you leaving Chicago?
Oh, I want to be rich and famous.
Yeah, sure. So, no,
yeah, I right. mean, of course. No,
that's your mission statement, right?
Right, rich and famous. No, I moved to LA because that's been the plan forever. I've been trying to go there, and I want to write. I want to write for television, and I love Chicago, but there's just not a lot of opportunities for that here. And so my wife and I, we said, okay, let's do it. You know, we're going to move out there and do it. And then, sure enough, we moved out there, and then...
You're back for this show.
I am back.
She's back. She got cast in something.
Yeah, she got cast in a TV show, so now we'll be back.
So you're back. It just brings you back.
Right.
You know, one thing about Kavinda, what you and Inda... you guys were, I don't know what the stats were, but there weren't a lot of African-American sketch groups in Chicago in the late 90s and 2000s. Maybe here or there's some people working that were on the sets at Second City. But talk about, I mean, from your vantage point, your point of view, is Chicago, is it a favorable city for African-Americans who want to be in sketch and improv?
Yeah, I think it's gotten a lot better. When we were doing the tours and doing all the festivals, we would be the only group, and that alone would make us stand out. Yeah. You know, luckily our stuff was strong. We weren't just, oh, they're only good because they're black. You know, but no,
that's what we were all saying in the back. We're like, you know, Kevin and Inda, they're only good because they're black. Right. Oh, here they come.
Exactly. No, but there weren't a lot. They're just, even when we went to the Aspen Comedy Festival, there was not a lot of, you know, Hari Candable.
I don't know. Oh,
he's a comedian. I think it was us, and he's Indian, and so it was the three of us, you know, pretty much.
And you found yourself a lot like that. I mean, how were the audiences? Because you guys had, and I always loved your show, and there were a lot of sort of black humor in it. There was a lot of sort of the point of view, taking on race, taking on racism. Mm-hmm. But how are audiences responding to you? Because you primarily played on the north side, didn't you? I mean, I don't know your whole, where you were playing all the time, but it felt like the shows that I saw were at theaters on the north side of Chicago.
Our sketch group? North side, because that's where most of the sketch houses were. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we mostly played on the north side, and then we tour all over. Tour. We went to different. We paid for our plane tickets and our hotels, and went to different festivals.
How when you guys were doing that kind of material to a primarily white audience at IO or Second City, mm-hmm. what was the response?
It was interesting. Sometimes it would hit, especially it became more north south, or depending on the city. So here all the race stuff would kind of hit, and the race stuff would hit, and then we would do some things in other places where they weren't sure they should laugh.
Right, right.
I don't know if we should laugh at this. You know, it's a comedy show. Oh, one time we did, this was when Obama was Senator Obama, we did a sketch and killed here, right? Then we went to Toronto at the Toronto Festival, and we made the joke. Crickets.
What was the joke?
It was, oh my goodness.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was so long ago.
But, 10 years ago.
Yeah, but he was popular here, and we forgot we should not do that sketch there because...
No one knows who he is.
Right. Right. Now everyone knows him.
I've had black comedians in, and they talked about the relationship. Like, a lot of black stand-up comedians will go to the north side to play at Laugh Factory or to play at other comedians. You know, they play where the venues are. For you guys, did you ever notice a difference of playing to a white audience and a black audience? As a black ensemble, or the two of you doing sketch comedy, did the jokes play as well to a black audience?
Yeah, and we sometimes, and I probably won't admit to this, but sometimes we would choose certain jokes, like, oh, we got to do that here because it's going to kill here,
right,
you know.
Right.
Okay, let's not do that there because they're not going to get it. So, yeah, there were times when we would set it up so that, you know, our good stuff was at the top and bottom so that, you know, they got them right in the beginning. And then that's how you set up a sketch show, everyone. You start strong and end strong. Yeah.
Exactly. All right, so Kevin, what's next for you? I mean, here this play, it's just starting up, so I mean, this is a big deal for you. Are you going to continue playwriting? Is that something that you're going to do? I mean, you said you want to do television writing. Mm-hmm. What's the next move for you, Kevin Douglas?
Yeah, I am developing another play, and it's a it's a farce about reparations. So,
Sure. Yeah. It's very farcical. Yeah. It's a topic I would definitely add farce to.
Yeah, so that I'm writing a couple web series. My wife and I have a web series where we're developing a sketch web series that we're doing. And yeah, I'll be back here and writing and acting.
Well, that's Chicago's gain. Looking Glass Theater's Kevin Douglas, he's an ensemble member there. His new show, Thaddeus and Slocum, he wrote this play, Thaddeus and Slocum, a vaudeville adventure, opens this weekend, and it runs till August 14th. Kevin, great to see you. Good luck with your endeavors, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Good to see you, Justin. Thanks for having me.